News Network. He's not Rush. He's not Sean. He's Dan. Dan Newman. And as usual, he's got the inside scoop on what's really happening in D.C. and everywhere else in the U.S. and the world. TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's Dan.
I'm Dan Newman, and I'm glad you joined us here today. We're talking about a tragedy, a historical tragedy. That's the title of today's offering. This will be forever known as a black day in New York. And no, it's not the anniversary of the fall of the World Trade Center Twin Towers in Lower Manhattan. It's the signing of the Reproductive Health Act by New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. The governor called it a historic victory for New Yorkers and for our progressive values. It was the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. That's the 1973 Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion everywhere in the United States. But New York Catholic bishops slammed Cuomo for the move just days after he touted his Catholic faith during the State of the State address. Your advocacy of extreme abortion legislation is completely contrary to the teachings of our Pope and our Church, Albany Bishop Reverend Edward B. Scharfenberger wrote in an open letter. Under the Reproductive Health Act, non-doctors are now allowed to conduct abortions, and the procedure could be done until the mother's due date if the woman's health is endangered or if the fetus is deemed to be not viable. The previous law only allowed abortion after 24 weeks of pregnancy if a woman's life was at risk. There have been long precedents cited for instigating abortions at various points during pregnancy. One that is commonly pointed to is included in this law. This procedure can be initiated, quote, if the woman's health is endangered or if the fetus is not viable. Rather than this writer pontificate on the whys and why nots of that which would be purely from a layman's perspective, a thought from a true medical professional would be appropriate at this point. So why not let's turn to a professional? This is Dr. Omar El Hamada, a medical doctor. He tweeted this: I want to clear something up so that there is absolutely no doubt. I'm a board-certified OBGYN who has delivered over 2,500 babies, he said. There's not a single fetal or maternal condition that requires third trimester abortion. Not one. Delivery, yes. Abortion, no. Notice what this professional had to say. There's not a single fetal or material condition that requires third trimester abortion. Not one. Deliver, yes. Abortion, no. That does not come from a novice, a politician, or any political hack trying to convince voters about something. It came from a medical doctor, an OBGYN. So why would any government entity, in this case, the state of New York, create a law that would allow such to not only happen, but be protected by law? Follow the money. Let's look at historical tragedy, part one. On Truth News Network, remember this post from October of 2018? Quote, in her works, Woman and the New Race, Pivot of Civilization, and also My Fight for Birth Control, Margaret Sanger offers a range of justifications for killing unwanted children. This is no surprise considering how she reacted when she witnessed an act of violence against an infant. Quote from her book, I saw a sickly baby in the arms of a terrified woman whose drunken husband had thrown the wailing, naked infant into the snow, she recounted. And she continued, I remember having keen sympathy with that man. His wife had given birth to 11 children, 6 of them living, and the last evidently had eczema, she said, and whined night and day. So the situation was just too much for the father. and out of the door into the snow, the nuisance went. The justification Sanger offers is purely subjective. Quote, desperate for want of sleep and quiet, the father's nerves overcame him. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood. Infanticide, which is what she was speaking of here, is simply ridding oneself of an intolerable nuisance, she said. This passage demonstrates Sanger's pitiless view of nascent life and shows how fitting it is that she should be the founder of Planned Parenthood. Today, in the United States, the chief purveyor of abortions of all time. In another place, she remarked, the most merciful thing that the large family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. That comes directly from the mouth of the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. Don't forget that. Don't forget her name. Of course, in the United States, infanticide is murder. Or is it? Just now, just minutes or hours before a baby is born, it can be killed legally in New York. The New York law does not allow infanticide, let's get it straight, but it does allow the next best thing, according to abortionists, abortion of a full-term baby. Margaret Sanger, Governor Cuomo, would be proud of you. Let's move on to historical tragedy part two. In September of 2018, Truth News Network introduced the world to Dr. Kermit Gosnell of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Shortly after our story, back in September last year, Hollywood released a documentary showing the tragedies committed by Dr. Gosnell at his Pennsylvania abortion clinic against women and babies alike. Thankfully, Gosnell was convicted of multiple crimes and is currently spending his life in prison. No parole for Dr. Gosnell. How bad was it? In that September story, we printed the exact testimony of the prosecuting Pittsburgh district attorney that detailed exactly what and how Gosnell committed these horrors. I will refer you to the story posted September 6, 2018 to see or hear complete details. But here is the partial explanation by the district attorney. This is a direct quote from his testimony at Gosnell's trial. He said, Gosnell's approach, whenever possible, was to force full labor and delivery of premature infants on ill-informed women. The women would check in during the day, they would make payment, and take labor-inducing drugs. The doctor wouldn't appear until that evening, often 8, 9, or 10 p.m., and only then deal with any of the women who were ready to deliver. Many of them gave birth before he even got there. By maximizing the pain and danger for his patients, he minimized the work and the cost for himself and for his staff. The policy, in effect, was labor without labor. There remained, however, a final difficulty. When you perform late-term abortions by inducing labor, you get babies. Live, breathing, squirming babies. By 24 weeks, most babies born prematurely will survive if they receive appropriate medical care. But that was not what the clinic was about. Gosnell had a simple solution for the unwanted babies he delivered. He killed them. No, he didn't call it that. He called it ensuring fetal demise. The way he ensured fetal demise was by sticking scissors into the back of the baby's neck and cutting the spinal cord. He called that snipping. You know, we could summarize this whole thing today. We could go on and on and on about abortion statistics, options to abortions, Planned Parenthood, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, and many, many other things. You've heard them all. You've read them all over and over and over again. That would simply be wasting our writing space, your listening space, and all of our time. There is no better way to sidestep the emotions of all this and let others speak who really know what's going on and that they see it every day. Like that first doctor and this doctor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Lyle, and I practice obstetrics and gynecology. I'm board certified in obstetrics and gynecology, and I'm licensed to practice medicine in both Alabama and Florida. I've been in private practice almost 20 years, and I've delivered almost 4,000 babies with two primary rules. We want to have a healthy mom, and we want to have a healthy baby. It's amazing how over the past 20 years, our technology has changed so that we can truly treat the preborn as patients while they're in the womb. Our imaging technology has changed with ultrasound and MRI. It's amazing what we can see, but now we're treating the babies as the patients that they are while they're in the womb. We can do blood transfusions directly to the baby as early as 19 weeks gestation. Centers around the country are now doing heart surgery on the babies as early as 22 weeks gestation. They are correcting spina bifida on baby in the womb laparoscopically at 22 weeks gestation. If they're a patient, they are a person, and if they are a person, they deserve our protection. Yesterday was a sad day in New York. I grew up across the river in New Jersey, but it was a sad day in New York when Governor Mario Cuomo signed the Reproductive Health Act into law. I saw the cheers when it was passed in the House. I saw the cheers, the smiles, and celebrations when it was passed in the Senate. And then I saw all the smiling people and all the cheers and celebration. Celebrating what? The governor just signed a law saying that we can take the lives of the babies in the womb up until their due date. That's nothing to celebrate. We can have babies in our NICU doing great at 24 and 25 weeks gestation. Are there reasons why we need to deliver babies early sometimes? Yes, but not take their lives in the process. Deliver them and let them survive and thrive in our NICU. To take the lives of these babies in the womb breaks my heart. It is not good for us. It is not good for America. America is a nation that was founded on virtuous people. You know, our freedom is built on our virtue. You know, de Tocqueville, when he came to view America and study America and say, why is America great? His conclusion, America is great because America is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. Taking the lives of the babies in the womb is not good. It is not going to have us be great. It is a bad thing. So we look at the way New York celebrated. Not only did they light up the World Trade Center, not only did they light up the bridges, they lit up buildings in the Capitol with bright pink lights saying, we celebrate taking the lives of our babies. There are consequences for actions, and unfortunately I think New York State will suffer consequences for this kind of horrible behavior. We treat the preborn as patients. Here in Florida, we're going to stand up for the lives of the preborn. We have a representative, Mike Hill, who is now introducing a heartbeat bill to say once we can see the heartbeat, that is a new person, and we're going to protect that life of that baby on the inside. There is value. That is good. Protecting the lives of the babies on the inside is a good thing. It is a virtuous thing. If America wants to stay great, America must continue to be that shining light on the hill and do good. Taking the lives of the baby, not good. Protecting the lives of the baby and treating them as patients, as persons, and protecting them, that is good. And that's what we will stand up for, and that's what we will fight for. We will stand up for those who cannot stand for themselves. We will speak out for those who cannot speak for themselves, and we will protect of the lives of the preborn. Thank you for your time, and have a wonderful day.
It always makes better sense to me when amateurs like me sit on the sidelines and let professional like this doctor and Dr. Omar Hamada in his tweet shown above give facts of any matter, especially one like this one. As a final note today at truthnewsnet.org, in those New York procedures, when a clinician, and remember, legally now, the procedure no longer must be performed by a doctor in New York, when that clinician makes the decision to terminate a full-term pregnancy by killing that baby, how does the procedure actually take place? Few have, and few will think the process through. Here's how it works. The baby cannot be birthed, so its life must be terminated prior to birth. How do they do that? Immediately before birth, the clinician sticks scissors into the womb and snips the baby's spinal cord while it's still in the birth canal. Then the dead baby must be birthed by the woman. The only difference? The birth will be legally termed as a stillborn. In retrospect, consider this. In this new set of abortion circumstances, as compared to the rampant infanticide, as you know, that's the killing of babies committed by Dr. Kermit Gosnell in Pittsburgh. The only difference in New York is a few minutes. In Pittsburgh, if Gosnell had operated under the New York law, he could have snipped that spinal cord 1 minute before he committed premeditated murder, and he could have been in the clear. Think about that. The difference between doing it legally and committing murder is a couple of minutes and a couple of inches. I'm going to close with one emotional personal story. One of my best friends, actually, he's like my little brother. He's 60 plus years old today. He was adopted. His birth mother could have ended his life before or immediately after his birth, but she chose not to do so. He was adopted by a full-functioning family that could not have their own children. He grew up north, and today he lives in Sarasota, Florida. He's been a very successful businessman. He's a Christian man. He has two children. His wife and his family all are great Christians. They do great work in the community in Sarasota in many, many different ways. He supports missions, feeding the hungry all around the world. Doug is my friend's name. He just happens to be the CEO of a great medical clinic, a group of doctors that operate a clinic and own a hospital. They do great work in Southwest Florida. None of that would be done the way it's done today, and it certainly would not be spearheaded by Doug if his mother had chosen the other way. There are millions and millions of stories like that around the world. This really is a dark day, not just in New York, but in the United States of America. Technically, it's nothing wrong. It's legal now. But in reality, it's infanticide. Folks, I'm sorry. This weekend, we have to contemplate and consider this. But I think it's important that when we all consider it, we do so factually. Remember this, that's what we do here. And just because you think something's wrong doesn't mean it's wrong. But just because you think something's right doesn't mean it's right. Any way you couch it, this procedure ushers death to a baby that could live. That's a wrap at Truth News Network. Thank you so much for joining us. Sorry to spoil your weekend, but at least we can honestly say we spoiled it with facts. Think about it. Pray about it. Do your own research. Come up with your own opinions, not just taking what other people say, including me, as facts. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon. So long, everybody.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world. Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.